Welcome to the Urban Engine Podcast, propelling ideas forward.
Hey guys, welcome to the Urban Engine Podcast number 15. I'm Matt McClellan. I'm here with Kevin Fernandez. Kevin, thanks for joining me today, man.
Oh, I'm excited to be here, Matt. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things we want to talk about this morning is exactly why we're here in the first place doing this podcast for you all, and that is giving back. You know, that's a big part of why I like being involved with Urban Engine, is to help see that kind of progressive change in the community and help with that any way I can. Also imparting all of those learning lessons over time, both good and bad, you know, to everybody. Any help that I can provide, you know, that's big because, you know, Kevin and I were chatting before the podcast, and, you know, when you really sit back and think about how it was as you've been going through the last several years of your business, the amount of people that have helped you along the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just talking about the fact that becomes such an immense list, and if you were to assign it a value, like it's just almost an insurmountable value that you feel you can never repay, right?
Absolutely. I mean, so many people, and really, I mean, giving back is so crucial. I believe in, I think they call it the law of reciprocity, right? I mean, you get what you give, and you don't give so that you get. It's important to have the right intention behind giving. It should always be just because you want to give and it feels good to give. But most often than not, you always get something out of giving, even if you just feel good about it, you know. But going back to your point, I mean, there are so many people throughout my career that have been instrumental in helping me. People that really I would have never thought that will have become my mentors, that will want to take me under their wing and help me. I still to this day have people that are like, Kevin, I want to help you. I see a lot of myself in you. I see myself in you when I was younger. Right. And that's a great compliment. But yeah, and a lot of times I just find myself asking, like, wow, what am I doing that they're feeling that way? But it's a great thing. And when you can take that and do that for others, then now I get why people would do that with me, because it just feels good to help people grow and better themselves.
Well, and, you know, it's not just about, I guess, the action of repaying too, you know, but just about that gratitude for being where you're at and having made the accomplishments over time. But, you know, I think it's one of those things that the reason I really wanted to discuss this topic today is because I think that so many people, you know, they see business owners or maybe CEOs or founders and out there, and they may have a skewed view of them. But man, the large populace of those that I know and am friends with, I mean, they are all extremely helpful people, and just, you know, they always find ways to give back in some form or fashion. It could be very quiet and behind closed doors, and it could be something very public-facing in events or in seminars or also in, you know, the ways they're involved in charitable organizations or nonprofits. But, you know, what is your why for why you want to give back? Like, what's the big reason that you're involved in so many things? Right now you're involved in is it Dancing with...
Dancing for Heels.
Dancing for Heels, yes.
Yeah, to me, you know, the slogan behind my company, behind my business, is helping build extraordinary legacies. And any time that I see organizations that have that same mission, they may do things differently. There's a lot of different organizations, but that's the core of what they do. They help people grow. They help people that are disadvantaged or in a position where they can't really help themselves, and they put them in a position where they can excel at life. Then I really like to help those organizations. Heels is a great one. I mean, they're helping kids that could not get primary health care because their parents couldn't afford it because they're poor, and Heels has these clinics at the school so that the kids can get the medical care. I mean, think about it. If your basic needs are not met, how can you be thinking about really thriving and accomplishing goals? So I just really feel I come from Puerto Rico, where the average household income is like $18,000 a year, right? That was in my household. My parents were middle class, but that type of household was all around us. And I know that unless you have some help when you're at rock bottom like that, it's extremely difficult to accomplish good things in life. And so I just feel like if you're in a position where you can help someone, you must.
Well, and why not?
Right? Exactly.
I mean, you know, we talked about obviously people helping you along the way. I mean, and even this very morning, you know, I had another accountant that I currently I'm not in contract with, sit down and help me 4 hours on going through old tax returns and looking at notations and giving me advice moving forward. Now, I am looking to possibly work with this person now, but based on that advice and that help too. But he was just happy to help, you know? And, mm-hmm. and I love that happy, that servant heart to just help people. And I think for myself too, you know, I've always enjoyed helping people. That's why I got into business for the first place. It wasn't just about the money thing, but it's also given me that platform over time to reach more people and to help more people. And I think that, you know, here 9 years later, I'm able to do a lot of the things that I wish I could have done more in the beginning, but it's all that process, right? But you know, the other thing I want to discuss on this is that there's lots of ways to give back. Mm-hmm. So many people, when they look at giving back, they think that it's all about monetary contributions, right?
Right.
But I mean, there's so much you can do with your time, with your network, with the knowledge that's in your brain, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, just sometimes just answering some questions for somebody is all it takes to give back some. And so there's so many capacities where you can give back. And, you know, I really like to focus on that a little bit too. You know, getting started in the nutrition game, you know, I had people that helped me that were already in that game. Mm-hmm. They would give me advice on what to do, who to use vendor wise, you know, maybe how to structure pricing, getting into the apparel game, teaching me how to use my printer properly, right? the good practices, the bad practices. And then when I had issues, being there to troubleshoot with me. And there was no bill or invoice that came along with that. That was simply them taking their success and learned behaviors over the years and helping me out there and giving me some advice based on those things. That's giving back, guys. Like, it's not mm-hmm. just about the monetary. But at the same time, I love to give, you know, donations where possible. Maybe I can't lend my time to this effort, right? But they're in need of money. Well, you know what? I thankfully am blessed enough to make enough money to give more money to others. And, you know, I was just telling Tony the other day that I am probably giving away more money now than I ever have in my entire life. And I feel great about it, you know?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and that's a congratulation on that, because that's a great thing, because there are a ton of businesses and business owners that start making money and they just keep it to themselves. And again, if that's what they want to do, there's nothing wrong with that. They want to supply for their family. But I do feel that it's our responsibility to truly help those organizations. And like you said, there's so many different ways. This Dancing for Heels thing, I mean, a year ago, I would have never thought I would be doing something like this. It's so outside of my comfort zone. And I was asked by a friend, and I said yes, just again, because I'm one that I like to be outside of my comfort zone. I saw it as an opportunity for me to get out of my comfort zone, but also as a way to give back to the community. And if you think about it, I mean, it's a lot of time. I'm probably 20 hours in from a practice standpoint for this performance that we have to do on November 1st. It's about, I'm going to be 40 hours in on lessons for a 2-minute performance, right? But at the same time, I'm raising $20,000 for this organization. So it does take a lot of time. It might be a total of like 60 hours that I'm putting toward this effort. And I gave money to the cause, but also it could have just been me putting in the time and just fundraising with the organization. There's so many nonprofits and organizations that you can help, like the Chamber of Commerce. I'm a volunteer for the Chamber of Commerce. That's why you see me to a lot of ribbon cuttings, a lot of different events, because that's a way to give back. If you think about it, if you're a business owner and you put a ribbon cutting together, an event together to get the word out there about what you do, people showing up, they're doing you a favor, mm-hmm. right? I mean, absolutely. You want the place to get packed, right? So I see it as a way, like just me showing up, I'm giving to that business owner because I'm helping them with support. Now, obviously, I'll try to like get some engagement, take some pictures, put it on social media to give them even more exposure that way. But again, just showing up to places like that, supporting other businesses when they're having big announcements, big events, that's a way to give back. And it just takes a small amount of time. Money always, they always take your money, the organizations, because they need it to keep functioning and providing their services. But again, it doesn't have to be that way. There's always a way to give back. And I just feel like nothing feels better than giving. I mean, at the end of the day, that's just a true core belief that I have.
Well, and I don't think that there's a level, you know, I think a lot of people, or at least I'm speaking for myself here, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of people do the same thing, that earlier on they're looking at, you know, maybe this $1,000 or $5,000 donation from this company. And they're like, I can't do that yet, mm-hmm. but you can do 20, maybe 50, 100, you know, whatever you're doing, it's making a difference. And that's what I want to encourage people to do there too, is, you know, any way that you can give back, if it's an hour of your time, if it's $25, like anything you can do to support another effort or support someone else's business, whatever that case may be, you know, I set a new rule for myself several months ago. And that was when I saw that a donation come up that I felt like was for a good cause, I would just donate to it every time. I mean, literally every time. And it's you know, it's 20 bucks here, it's 50 bucks there. Someone's house burns down, maybe it's 100, you know. But it's one of those things where those are the little things I can do to help. Now, is 100 going to bring back all of their possessions and their time, the heartache that they had burning their with their house burning down and losing possessions? No, it's not. But is it going to help? I hope that there's 100 more of me that also give that money, because absolutely, that's what makes the difference. So that's why I want to encourage more people to get involved in those things. It doesn't always have to be a lot. You know, you may not be able to financially give, and that's fine. Do you have an hour of your time here and there? An hour a month, you know, a couple hours a year, whatever. It makes an impact. And the more that we get out into the community as business owners, as those that are seen, and show that example and lead by example, that's where we're going to help make that change and make that difference, where others understand the importance of giving back as well.
You know, and something to even consider from a giving standpoint, and not giving to a nonprofit or anything like that, but in your career, in your business, right? Give more than what you get paid for. That's a great way of giving back, is how can you exceed what's expected of you in your job, in your career, in your business? I believe that if you can't get away from your business because you just have to be there, I mean, if you run a retail store and you're open from 10 to 6 and you have no other employees, then you have to be there. The doors need to stay open. But how can you then give excellent customer service, give more than what that customer is paying for? That's a great habit to get, because I do believe that when you get in the habit of doing more than what you get paid for, then the money will follow and the opportunities, and then you'll be able to have more resources, more opportunities to then be able to give more time and more resources in a monetary base, because you might be able to then hire an employee and leverage yourself and get some time to then get out and about.
Well, and you know, you touched on this in the beginning, and I think that that's an important thing too. Like, the law of reciprocity is not something that you follow, it's something that follows you. And mm-hmm. So when you are giving that time and you are giving that money or that energy, whatever advice, whatever the case may be there, that is going to come back and pay you dividends, whether you realize it or not. And that's not the reason that I like for people to focus on giving, but it's also a dual benefit at the end of the day too. You know, even more recently, where I know that, you know, I was involved in a charitable scenario. From that very instance, business came back my way almost immediately, like the next day, and more than paid for what I put out. And I did not do it for that reason, but it was a fantastic pat on the back.
Yes.
You know? And so it's just one of those things where I never feel bad about it. But I think there is a lot of reason to want to feel good about it too. Mm. I want to feel good about impacting my community in some way. And so even if it's just about feeling good doing that thing and no one else notices, like, I'm good with it. Mm-hmm. And I live with that decision at the end of the day, and I'm going to continue to follow that path.
Right. Absolutely. And like you said, sometimes you might put money into a cause and it comes back right away, right? And that's not the intention that you did it for. That's not why you do it. But sometimes, you know, you just give and give and give, and the resources, the opportunities, the money, it would just come your way from different places. I would never give money to a cause or a charity as a way of, like, I'm going to give them this money in the hope that they do business with me. Like, intention is so important when giving. I just believe that intention, the energy that you put out when you're deciding to what to donate your time, your money, and efforts to, you have to really take into consideration why you're doing it. Again, don't join a nonprofit or a board or a committee for an event just because of, oh, there's going to be, these other people are part of the board. It's going to be a great networking opportunity. Like, that, there's so many networking opportunities. That should not be the reason why you join a nonprofit board or whatnot. That's a big time commitment.
No, I completely agree.
And it should be because of you truly caring about the cause. You know, an example, I personally got asked to be in a board, and a lot of successful people that I knew were part of the board, but it just didn't really speak to me. It wasn't like a, heck yeah, let's go do this. So I was just like, no, thanks. I mean, and then there have been other nonprofits and events and causes that I volunteer my time for that there hasn't been that same amount of like affluent, influential people that I could do business with, because that's not the platform for it. That's not the intention for giving.
Yeah. You know, we've discussed a couple of ways here between, you know, monetary contributions, time, and advice, but you know, if all of the rest of those seem daunting or don't fall within your wheelhouse, you can always use your business as that platform as well. Mm-hmm. You know, most recently we held a school supply drive, and mm-hmm. that was super successful, actually, to get a lot of supplies donated for the local community. And what that really takes from us is so minimal to just get that act done. You know, anywhere you can execute to help give back to the community, to those around you, or maybe to those that are just beginning and starting out, like that's really what it's about. And that's just what I want to encourage people to do, something, anything, just yes. a little bit, to give back to your community, to your network, to your friends and family, whatever the case may be, just someone in need. Find somebody mm-hmm. and donate some of that much earned time, money, whatever the case may be, and give it to someone else.
Right. You know, I've heard somebody say, if you don't give $10 out of 100, you're not going to give 100,000 out of a million. You know, like we always heard, like, hey, give 10% or whatnot. And for some people, that's completely out of the question. They can't do it. But if you don't start with something small, we always say, I hear a lot of people say, you know, when I have more money, then I'll give. No. Start now, even if it's a dollar, if it's $5, $10, just give. It's just the intention that you put behind it, and it's just going to come back to you, but you can't wait until you have it all figured out to then start giving. Giving is just it's a lifestyle, really.
Absolutely, yeah. And so, guys, I'm going to close it up with that, but I do just want to encourage for you to give back, not out of you know, what's your image that you promote there, but out of humility, you know, I really think that when you lead by example in the community, people take notice, and you don't do it so that people notice you, but so they notice the act of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is most important. Kevin, thank you again for joining us for the podcast, man. I appreciate you.
It's been a blast. Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you later.